With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Israeli forces were battling Palestinian militants in Gaza's two largest cities today, with civilians still sheltering along the front lines, even after massive waves of displacement across the besieged territory. Israel has pledged to keep fighting until it removes Hamas from power, dismantles its military capabilities, and returns all of the scores of hostages still held by Palestinian militants after their October 7th surprise attack into Israel, which ignited the war. Tears among the chaos in central Tennessee after deadly storms ripped through the area over the weekend, killing six.
Crews were already at work cleaning down trees and restoring power to homes in Nashville, where people fled to safe rooms as Saturday's tornadoes struck.
Sounded like an explosion went off. You could hear stuff flying everywhere.
Greg Chance says he's grateful no one was hurt at his home, but he's mourning the death of a friend whose trailer home flipped onto another.
He lost his love.
Also killing a woman and her two-year-old son in the trailer below.
Se volcó el otro trailer.
The woman's brother arrived from Atlanta, having to tell family what happened. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Former President Trump decided against testifying for a second time at his New York civil fraud trial. In a social media post yesterday, the former president said he successfully and conclusively testified last month and saw no need to reappear again. He says they're only designed to try to hurt him politically.
They're weaponizing law enforcement for high-level election interference because we're beating them so badly in the polls. And, you know, one thing about running, I think probably, historically, if they wanted to run against me, they wouldn't have indicted me four times. Do you agree? And civil suits also. We don't even talk about them.
This is SRN News. A library in California feeling the legal heat.
Moms for Liberty recently hosted an event in a meeting room at the Yolo County Library on the dangers of allowing males to compete against females in sports. That is, they tried to host the event, but library officials shut them down after just a few minutes, accusing them of, quote, misgendering and violation of county policy. Moms for Liberty is being represented by Alliance Defending Freedom, which has filed suit on First Amendment grounds. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The persecution of Christians is widespread in the Middle East and Africa, but Europe has its problems too. A new report from the Observatory on Intolerance and Discrimination Against Christians in Europe finds hate crimes on the continent are up nearly 50%. And according to the Observatory, there's been a sharp increase in arson attacks on churches in Europe. Other reports on hate crimes against Christians in Europe find Muslim radicals almost always to blame. This is SRN News. One retailer having second thoughts about self-checkouts.
Dollar General's rethinking self-checkouts. According to Retail Dive, Dollar General invested a lot in the technology in 2022, adding them to more than half of its nearly 20,000 stores. Now they are reassigning workers to the checkout counters.
Tayshia Stevens reporting. Google's released its world top searches for 2023, the ongoing Israel-Hamas war, top news trends, and Google's Globe of Data, followed by queries related to the Titanic-bound submersible that imploded back in June, as well as February's devastating earthquakes in Turkey and Syria. Damar Hamlin was Google's top trending person on search this year. A safety with the Buffalo Bills, Hamlin experienced a near-death cardiac arrest on the field during a January game, but has since completed a celebrated comeback. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrup.